Solway Sharks coach Martin Grubb joins us in the Vasilenko media suite. Defence of the Cup, off to a winning start. Different game than last week, but still the same 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's always important to get a win, 2 points. I thought the performance was a lot better. For long periods of the game we dominated, we hemmed Sutton in our own zone. We were a little bit wasteful in front of the net, if we're being critical. We probably should have won, I think, by more. And they're a good team, they move the puck well. But overall, if we concede 2 goals every game or less, we're going to give ourselves a chance. And last week, as we discussed, losing 6 goals is not like us. And we're just pleased that tonight we rectified some of the mistakes, and hopefully we'll grow and still continue to get better.
First period, both teams seemed to step up defensively from last week, which, to be fair, probably wasn't hard, but Bergwall kind of against the run of play, you thought?
Yeah, I thought we were comfortable, we were dominating. As I say again, we missed too many chances. And then it was probably our only real glaring mistake. Mark juggled the puck a little bit, and the defence, instead of playing the bodies, they just started hunting for the puck. And credit to Sutton, they stuck it in the net and went in with that 1-0 lead. But we spoke at the end of the first period, we made a couple of minor alterations in the way we were going to play. We raised our tempo a little bit, and I thought for the 40 minutes after that, we basically dominated the puck, we dominated the game. We conceded a silly power play goal, which was needless for our point of view, but in general we were on top, and I think we deserved it.
2 goals from Alan Crane, it's not something we say every week.
No, I think we were getting frustrated when we were obviously had chances. We kept some of our key guys, your Struntonos, Ian Bowies, even Juraj Senko, were missing chances, and sometimes it takes that unlikely guy to step up and get us started, and Alan stood up and put the puck in the net to start us off, and then I think we got a lot more composed. And I think he was disappointed they wanted a hat-trick, but he'll take it, and it's nice to spread the goals around this year.
And Bowie finishing as he does at the end, showing what he can do.
Yeah, I think the thing with Ian is that we've discussed it again on numerous occasions, that there's times he can be quiet or things maybe aren't bouncing for him, but just when you need that little bit of maybe a safety net, or so I think most of these goals have actually ended up being game-winning goals, even with a bit of a margin, so they're always key goals, they're important. He's got bags of skill, bags of enthusiasm, and I think that he's still going to get better and better as the season progresses.
And Juraj was up forward this evening, is that just because of the bodies you had or didn't have?
Yeah, I mean, also we're missing Mark Gallagher for last week, which is a key player for us, and it's someone that Ian plays with and Struan's played with. And we're having back to the sixth defenceman. It was a case of juggling the lineup a little bit with guys missing, so Ross McIntosh was unavailable for us. So we thought we'll move Juraj up, we'll give somebody for Ian and Struan to play with, and I thought it went quite well. Tomorrow we'll probably have to juggle again because we're short, and we'll go into Blackburn, we'll see what we've got to do. I thought Mark played better tonight and made a couple of big saves, a big breakaway save on Stuart Dant with a couple of minutes to go, and it allowed us to seal it with empty net. So we're going to juggle about, we're going to do what we need to do, we'll make changes week on week, but ultimately it's really about points on the board and winning, and that's what we've managed to do again.
And then next week at the Shark Time, Billingham, and they're coming in, obviously Shark possibly with a point to prove.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously it was a tight game the first time, the opening game of the season. I didn't think there was that much in it in Billingham. We lost our way a little bit, and as we said, we got outworked. So I think that the big thing is that I think there'll be a big crowd. I think both teams will be up for it. Both teams will fancy themselves in winning the game, and rightly so. So I think it'll be who executes their game plan better, who can keep their composure. And I'm pretty sure in the week leading up to it, both teams will be working hard and on the practice ice. And I think we're in a really good game in store. And for us, we've just got to concentrate on what we've got to do, and obviously win the hockey game. So that's what we're trying to do.
Great stuff, well done on the win tonight, and we'll catch up next weekend.
Thank you.